Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
During the biggest fire catastrophe in Canadian history, on June 2nd, there were over 100 forest fires in Quebec, with 10 of them out of control. The province's fire prevention agency says it only has the ability to fight 30 fires. This massive outbreak of fires was captured by longtime geological watchdog YouTube channel, Dutch Sensei.
Here's last night. Here's today. All of southeast Quebec just caught on fire, guys. All of it. Insane. Insane. Look at that. The whole thing. All at once.
Michael Janich of the Dutch Sensei channel has been monitoring earthquakes and other geological activity for years, successfully predicting earthquakes and issuing warnings when the USGS won't. Janich has often reported on fires that break out along the edge of the plate craton, or fires that break out around volcanoes.
All the way across central Mexico from over here, following all the way across over to here. All fires, all at once, all yesterday. Not normal. We don't normally see this. So that being said, I want to just show you what's there, and we'll just go zoom in from over here all the way across to here. Let's just zoom in the middle. Well, we could start over on the left side, or in the middle, you'll see a bunch of little dots on the ground. As I zoom in, you'll see they're changed from dots to actual volcanoes. These are all volcanoes. Every single one of these, the big ones and the small ones.
And he's captured images of what appears to be directed energy weapons sparking California wildfires in 2020. But the fires from last week were not along the edge of the craton or near a volcano, as far as we know. The only other explanations would be that it was man-made, and there was no sign of a directed energy weapon.
It's not just a Canadian forest fire problem anymore. I'm going to have to say it, guys. It looks like you got a problem going on up there that might be related to, I don't know. What do you think? You think that these fires might be related to, I don't know. What do you think? Terrorism? Directed energy weapon? War? The Russians? Chinese? What? Ourselves? All the above? Whatever. This level? You're going to burn out everybody? You're going to burn out all the natural wildlife and everything? Come on, man. Even if you're an anarchist or something, come on, guys. Look, dude, I don't see you burning down the Federal Reserve. Not that you want to. I'm not telling you to. I didn't say that.
There was evidence of arson in the American West Coast wildfires. And U.S. climate czar John Kerry just called out for his instinct rebellion mob to be more militant.
We have to fight on multiple fronts simultaneously. This is the biggest organizational effort that I think we have faced, certainly since World War II, but perhaps ever. We got to push more. We got to be more militant, maybe.
Just like California and Australia, these fires will be blamed on cow farts and human civilization. The captured government of Canada is telling the people to stay out of the woods. They are ignoring volunteer firemen and asking Trudeau for the military and foreign workers to rebuild. The New World Order needs an excuse to lock us down one more time, and this could be it. Burning people out of their homes is an old tactic used for stealing their land. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
If you are receiving this transmission, InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, or back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
That's an investment criteria for you.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added four more points in terms of diverse employment this year, and what we are doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted. Okay,
we're doing the same thing.
And so you have to force behaviors, and if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted. And that's just not recruiting. It is development, as Ken said. And ultimately, it's still going to take time, but I am just as much shocked.
The most powerful banker in the world with quadrillions under their control of fraudulent fractional reserve money they've created, saying we're going to use money to socially control you and run your life, to force behaviors. Now, in the Bible, we're told in Revelation that the Antichrist sets up a world system to monitor everything we do, to track what we do, and that we have to worship the beast and comply with the beast and follow the beast's directions, or the beast removes our power to eat and live. That's the social credit score. So whether you believe in Revelation or not, it believes in you. Whether you believe in the devil or not, the devil believes in you and is coming for our children. That's the primary target of all of this. So again, I want to thank you all for joining us here today. I intend to do what I did yesterday again, and I intend to open the phones up and take your calls, and I intend to cover the big Tucker Carlson event that just took place last night. I haven't checked in a few hours, but the last time I checked before I did 2 hours live with Steven Crowder out of his studio today, where I am right now, Tucker Carlson had 68 million impressions, or people that saw at least part of the video. I would guess it's probably 20, 30 million that actually watched it. I mean, it'll be 100 million by tonight, meaning 50 million people actually watch the 10-minute video. That's the estimates for the algorithm that I've seen. Of course, people love Tucker Carlson. It's probably more. Hell, I'd imagine of the 68 million that watched it on Twitter, it's probably 80 million right now. Again, maybe the crew can pull up the actual Twitter account of Tucker Carlson and see what it is. It was 68 million 2 hours ago. I bet it's 80 million now. Again, by tonight, I would guess it'll be 100 million the first show. Well, it says 70. My eyes aren't that good, guys. So in my ear, tell me. Does that say 79 million? That's 75 million. 75 million impressions, tens of millions of views, bare minimum. That is a bellwether of the death of the corporate media. Not just that they're dead, they've been dead and hated a long time, but that the zombies are figuring out that their attempts to censor us doesn't prop them up. You know, when the ADL and the Democratic Party and the military-industrial complex called Tucker Carlson all these names and boycott him and get him fired, it didn't destroy Tucker Carlson. It made Tucker Carlson bigger because things are decentralized now. Things are massively decentralized now. And anywhere a popular voice goes, whether it's Rumble or Twitter or their own platform like Band.Video and Infowars.com, it's going to be popular because we, the people, are watching it and promoting it. So this is a true information war. And the globalists are getting more and more desperate. That's why they're going to go to lawfare and violence. And believe me, Tucker knows that he needs to watch his back. I will just leave it at that for you. So here's what's going to happen today. We have the destruction of this dam in Ukraine, and we have both sides pointing fingers at each other who did it. I believe the evidence points towards Ukraine doing it. I do not believe we can definitively say who destroyed the dam at this point. But what we do know is it supplies the water to the largest nuclear power plant complex in Europe. And it's a very serious situation. I'm going to break down why the evidence points towards Ukraine, but regardless of the different angles of this and why it's so important, coming up actually next segment. Then I'm going to also address what Tucker Carlson covered last night, and that is this UFO story with this, quote, high-level intelligence operative coming out and saying he's seen documents that there are alien bodies and alien craft in a secret government project, and that even though he has the highest level security clearance, he wasn't allowed to see it. Now, he went on to say, and they went on to say, we're going to air the newscast, it's been out for days, that he is the first intelligence agent of this stature to come out and say this. That's not true. Colonel Corso was worked over the Roswell situation, where they started this whole story, in the late 1940s. And he wrote a book 30 years ago, about Roswell and this same story you're hearing now. So this is a authorized official story that the deep state has been putting out for decades and decades and decades and decades. Also, my grandmother never told me the story. He was dead by the time she told me. My grandmother lived in Roswell. That's confirmed. My uncle was actually born there, conceived there. He worked for an oil company, and he worked at the petroleum building in the late 1940s there in Roswell, right after World War II, when the UFO crashed. And my grandmother actually saw the Army bringing the UFO through the middle of town on the back of an 18-wheeler with a tarp over it. Now, I'll assure you folks that they don't do that unless they want people to look at it. And that's just anecdotal, but that's directly from my grandmother, who, you know, saw the, and I see the photos, the 18-wheeler and the troops and then the town. Why do you do a photo op with, it's just balloon debris, but wink, wink, it's a flying saucer. So this is a big topic. This is a big, big, big issue. I covered some with Stephen Crowder today, but in the second hour, I'm going to allot a lot of time to aliens and what I believe is going on and the best thinking on this. And the CLEAR project to convince us that there's an imminent alien invasion. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that there aren't aliens or other creatures in the universe. In fact, I know there is. The evidence is overwhelming. From so many sources, not just the Bible. But that's the stuff that the mainline Christian church tries to shy away from when it's all right there in the Bible. One man's aliens, another man's fallen angel, demon. But there's a lot of important facets to this, and I can tell you that none of the globalists are atheists. They all believe in the Prometheus type idea And what you basically see in the movie Prometheus is their Adam story, and they're telling you where they think we came from and what went on. So to understand their psychology, it's important to understand all that. So that's coming up today. And we've just got so much more that we're going to be getting to. There's some spectacular clips of Kirby, the defense spokesperson, literally blaming the Russians for the dam attack. And then he's questioned and says, well, I don't know if they attacked it. So it's just next-level ham-fisted propaganda. I mean, I'll give you he's got fancy suits. You know, the guy knows how to wear a nice suit. He's got a nice tailor. But other than that, I mean, this guy is a lightweight, and these people are mailing it in. The question is, why are they mailing it in while the billionaires are all digging bunkers? That's a bigger question we'll ask the listeners today on the other side, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. I want to welcome all the Steven Crowder viewers that are joining the broadcast.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
To you from deep in the heart of the free state of Texas, somewhat free for now. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and let's just start plowing straight into this. There's so many angles to the Tucker Carlson phenomenon and his recent firing from Fox News, and knowing how the Nielsen ratings work, knowing how cable ratings work, I always knew that Tucker Carlson wasn't just number one on cable news with 5 million viewers a night or so. It was much bigger than what they were claiming. And I saw them artificially suppressing him on YouTube, like they do Steven Crowder and so many other patriots that are great and reach huge audiences, and like they've done to us in the past. We were still on YouTube. And as soon as he did a few videos after his firing, they got 20 million, 50 million, 80 million views. I knew when he did his first show, he would get 100 million views or more. Now, remember, they say he had 5 million a night at Fox on his better nights, normally 3.5 million. But then magically, he goes to Twitter and he'll have 100 million views, meaning they at least saw the video, clicked it, didn't watch the whole thing. But let's say he gets half that. 50 million people watch his 10-minute monologue on Twitter itself. Then it gets picked up and magnified everywhere else, gets played on national news. People are going to see excerpts of this hundreds of millions of times more. Kind of like our Kanye West interview on InfoWars, got about 10 million views that day and about 30 million the next day. We can see who came in and watched it and what they did. But it was on every channel in the world, everywhere, clips of it everywhere, 10 million views here, 5 million views here, 3 million views there. I mean, there's hundreds of millions of views. You really can't calculate it unless you spent days trying to find all the links and add it together. AI, I guess, could do it. So what's the takeaway here? Not just the content of his first show. We're going to unpack that here in a moment. But what does this mean that Rupert Murdoch has this company that makes tens of billions of dollars a year profit, that costs billions of dollars a year to operate, and it takes 30, 40 people to run and operate Tucker Carlson's show? And I got a lot of Tucker Carlson news from my sources and things like that, and I don't really bring it up here because he's a private guy, and stuff I get from him is obviously in confidence, but then I get it from other people that probably should be in confidence, but I don't really talk about it. But I knew about it weeks before it was in the news that they came into Maine and to his Florida studios, and it was owned by Fox, but they literally just tore it all out, tore it out of the walls, removed it all, as if, just right away, as if Tucker was going to, try to use that equipment or use the Fox systems. So people have seen his first video, and they see that it looks like his external mic is not turned on, and he's talking to the microphone on the camera. It still sounds great. People say, oh, the lighting's not perfect. That's more endearing. But I can tell you, he's not doing that to make it look a little low-tech on purpose. I know the inside baseball that he's got two people he's working with now, and he is totally on his own and is having to discover how to do all this. Something we've been doing on our own. I've been on my own for 25 years. I got fired off radio, fired out of syndication when I wouldn't bow. Did it all myself. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm so smart. No, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Jim Crow was not good for black people. It was mean. It was racist. It was wrong. But they did the best they ever did under it because they were being openly oppressed, and they knew it, and they unified. Not saying Jim Crow was good, but being openly oppressed made them strong. It's like, you know, the great novel written by Millis that was turned into, you know, the screenplay for Conan the Barbarian. And Conan gets us caught. He gets enslaved. He gets sent for, you know, 15 years in a slave camp. And he survives, and he's a lot tougher. Not good that his parents got murdered. It's not good that he was a slave. But he's tougher because he survived it. The nanny state makes us weak. The nanny state makes us think we're pathetic and we can't be strong, and never teaches us to flex our cultural muscles, our economic muscles, our spiritual muscles, our physical muscles, and we become cultural zombies or magnified couch potatoes. So to me, the biggest takeaway with the Tucker Carlson situation is the massive Streisand effect. Because I can tell you, we were reaching 25, 30 million people a day when the AD platformed us 5 years ago. And so we had reached the pinnacle of success, bigger than Rogan, you know, bigger than Carlson ever was. And I'm not trying to measure things. It's just important to understand what was culturally happening. So they had to come in and do that. And at first it worked and crushed us down to about 5 million people a day instead of 25, 30 million. I mean, some days 50 million, but on average about 25 million. That's bigger than Limbaugh. What a phenomenon. But we had our own infrastructure, our own servers, our own backup. We survived. And then got the OG status and kind of the folk hero status. And I'm just not saying that to brag. I'm saying that's really what happened now, a folk hero status. So they didn't learn from that. And they took somebody even smarter in ways, more polished, better looking, I would say, you know, unless I lose 50 pounds and I'm better looking. But Tucker Carlson is a good looking guy and very articulate, very genuine, totally real. What you see on TV, that's him, you know, goofiness and all of it. And it's all endearing and extremely smart, but also humble. And he's been naive in the past. He's admitted he used to buy the system. He believed all the BS. And that was a rude awakening for him. And so they do everything they can to shut him down. And then his first show has 75 million views right now. 75 million. By tonight, I predict it will be 100 million conservatively. Okay? And that's huge. Now, by tomorrow, he'll have 120 million views. I believe it'll settle out at 190 million views by next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, let's check and see if it's at 190 million views. You know, I mean, we'll see if I'm, you know, my guesstimations are right. And so my guesstimations are pretty good because I had looked at the counter about an hour and it was at 60 million. So I was one with Crowder and I said, yeah, it's at 68 million right now. Just a couple hours ago, they checked. They went, yeah, it's 67.5 million. Yeah, you almost got it. So I'm pretty good at debt reckoning because I just can see the algorithm in my own brain of how this stuff works. So he'll have 190 million views in this first episode by next Wednesday. By tonight, it'll be 100 million, I would guess. So let's look and see. So what does that say to them? Okay, you take his studio, you call him a racist, you leak a bunch of stuff on him that's endearing, and then he gets, you know, 75 million views guaranteed. It's going to be 100 million, 200 million, probably. And what does that say about you? It says that if you were in the desert dying of thirst, you came across an oasis that had a CNN sign on the top of it, you wouldn't drink the water thinking it was poison. Even though you're going to die without the water, you hate CNN so much, you can't make us drink it. It's in the hotels, it's in the bars, it's in the airports. They pay to try to make you watch it. And the supposed savior of it, after a year, just was fired today. It's dead. It's over. But they don't ever want to admit they've been defeated, so they just keep reanimating the corpse. Brian Stelter is now the moderator at the WEF with other, you know, creepy-looking, creepy-acting, creepy anti-free speech garbage like Yuval Noah Harari. He says he's going to live forever, he's going to be a god, and all the rest of us are nothing. That's called being delusional, crazy person, maniac. You're not a god. You're a sack of filth. Sack of maggot slob. So, they're done. They're a joke. We'll come back and get into the content.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, let's continue with Tucker Carlson being kind of our keyhole through which we look into the wider world, kind of the Rosetta Stone, the skeleton key. So, the power structure, the ADL, declares massive victory. AOC declares victory. The Democratic Party declares victory. Biden's stumbling around. The National Press Center declares victory and laughs about it and says, Tucker Carlson's gone. He's gone. That's like the sun goes down at night and then you're like, it's gone forever. We beat the sun. I mean, I'm not comparing him to the sun, but like truth, people's hunger for reality. And then it comes back up in the morning. It never went away. It was just not in your view. And so, oh, yeah, he's really gone from 5 million viewers to 100 million. Yeah, that's losing in my book. Man, you really licked him, ADL. Wow, AOC, you really are a rocket scientist. You really kicked their ass. Oh, YouTube, you censored Steven Crowder, and now he gets 4 or 5 million views a day on Rumble. And is exploding everywhere. It's just, they're delusional. And their smugness is not going to protect them from the fact that it's over for them. Now, they're not really smug. They know they've lost. That's why they're trying to poison us, dumb us down, and distract us with all this race garbage, is because they know they're going to end up going to prison. The FBI has destroyed itself. The Justice Department has destroyed itself. They're destroying our military. They're destroying all the institutions in the hope that while they use them as a rearguard action, once society collapses, they'll be so distracted with the turmoil that they won't be brought to justice. But that's not happening. They're getting the blame. BlackRock, the UN, the World Economic Forum. I've harped on this thousands of times the last two decades. That when the New World Order collapses, they want to blame it on freedom. They want to blame it on capitalism and have us accept their new corporate, fascist, communist, utopia, cashless society. But we're not. We know it's them. We know they're the ones literally engineering this. We're not perfect either. We certainly let them do it. We certainly are part of the problem. We're trying to get better. But they love it. And they embrace destruction to act like they're in control of it. But they're pretending. It'd be like pretending that a bus coming down the road at 70 miles an hour is your friend, and if you just jump out in front of it, it's going to stop. Oh, it's going to run you over. So they pretended, just because they hijacked the government and hijacked the banks and have given themselves unlimited money, that all the rules of the universe won't come back to roost on them, and that all their bunkers and all their security teams will not protect them from the destruction they create. You think I want to die battling these scum? I just pick up dog manure in the yard and put it in the trash can. I don't go out and, like, smash it and stab it, and I don't have an emotion towards it. Now, if we have to have physical conflict, if they keep attacking us, we have to defend ourselves, then, you know, it's like dispatching cockroaches. But I'd really rather skip all the murder and death and carnage part, but I get it. You guys aren't going to give up. You've made that abundantly clear. We have to be smart about this. Don't interrupt your enemy while they're destroying themselves, Napoleon once said, unless they're destroying you in the process. So that's really the quagmire we're in. So let's move now on to Tucker Carlson again. Tucker comes out, and I'm not critical of Tucker. I love him. I agree with him about 99%. But strangely enough, his first TV show that he put out, episode one from his cabin in Maine, is very thought-provoking and very powerful and totally true. He talks about the evil of Lindsey Graham and the dead eyes of Zelensky. I mean, it's poetry. Tucker's an incredible writer. But then he says it's clear the Ukrainians blew up the dam. And I think he's right. I think they did. I mean, the evidence weighs that way. But we don't know that. We don't know that yet. Now, we know they blew up Nord Stream because they said they'd do it. And now the evidence has come out in the whistleblowers and Cy Hirsch. But I'm going to walk through what the dam means and why it is important for different facets in a moment. And then he goes on, because, you know, Tucker's saying, hey, the government's covering up UFOs, and the government's covering up UAVs, and this is all going on. And then a big whistleblower, high-level intelligence, comes out and says, yeah, he's seen the documents, they got bodies, they got crap. And from a position of, hey, they've been suppressing this, Tucker's like, well, looks like it's true. Aliens are here. Except I've been studying this for 30-plus years, and I've even got eyewitnesses in my family that have seen some things that are very telling that I'm going to talk about more here today on that front. So it's strange that his first truly independent show, though he ran the other show as well, that's why he got fired, he was in charge of it. I find two things that I disagree with. Someone on the dam, though I think he's right in the end, and then on the UFOs, I'm going to bring it next hour. I'm going to bring it. I mean, I'm going to tell you from the best knowledge of ancient civilization, the Bible, my own research, studying the globalists in the full, exactly what's going on and where the aliens are, where they're coming from, what their plan is, and how to stop them. Bobby's going to talk about, are there alien bodies or are there alien spacecraft? You think things that can come across trillions of miles are going to crash in tin cans? Think so, huh? No. No, sir. Oh, they're here, though. Make a mistake. So, we're going to be getting into that here in the next hour. But let's start out with what's really happening with this dam, with John Kirby from the Pentagon, when he's not moonlighting over at the White House as his deputy press secretary, cites reports that Russians blew up the dam, but adds that final determination has not been made. Here it is.
I know there's been a lot of interest in the destruction of the Novokakhovka Dam in Ukraine. And I wanted to just take a minute to address it. As you might expect, we've been closely monitoring the impacts of that destruction, which has triggered massive flooding in Ukraine and resulted in the evacuation of, at the very least, thousands of Ukrainians. We know there are casualties, including likely many deaths, though these are early reports and we cannot quantify them right now. We've seen the reports that Russia was responsible for the explosion at the dam, which I would remind Russian forces took over illegally last year and have been occupying since then. We're doing the best we can to assess those reports, and we are working with the Ukrainians to gather more information, but we cannot say conclusively what happened at this point. We will certainly share more information when we can. What is clear, and what we absolutely can say, is that the damage to the Ukrainian people and to the region will be significant. This dam, which was built in 1956 as part of the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant, sits astride Ukraine's Dnipro River. It's about 30 yards high and about 100 yards or so wide, and the reservoir it protects holds about as much water as the Great Salt Lake in Utah. So that's a lot of water. Now, that water helps supply southern Ukraine, including the Crimean Peninsula, as well as the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. And I would add, we were relieved to see the statement today by the director of the IAEA asserting that there was no immediate risk to the safety of that plant. And as I mentioned, the dam also helps power the Kukovka hydroelectric power plant. So, in addition to loss of life and livelihoods, its destruction could very well have a devastating impact on Ukraine.
That's
energy.
Enough of this crap. So the Russians are going to blow up their own dam that supplies them with electricity and supplies water to the nuclear power plant, one of the biggest in the world, that they're in control of, and it supplies water to Crimea they've had for 250 years. Okay. And this is the same Ukrainian government that tried to blow up the bridge that goes to Crimea, a civilian target, and the same group that obviously is involved in NATO and the U.S., ones that run our country, not the U.S., people that hijack our country, blew up the Nord Stream pipeline the very day the new European pipeline turned on. I mean, give me a break. With Victoria Nuland and Biden saying, we're going to blow it up if the Russians invade. Okay, I mean, give me a break. Yeah, they blew it up. Cy Hirsch has the witnesses. They know where they train the divers in a Navy facility, all of it in Panama. That happened. So it all leans towards NATO. But the reason it really leans towards NATO is, 2 months ago, there was a report that Ukrainians fired two missiles into the dam. Then they said, oh, it was the Russians. Then later, the Ukrainian general bragged, yeah, we wanted to show that we can take the dam out. So they attacked the dam months ago, and the dam has been overflowing, having problems since then. So Ukraine admits they attacked it 2 months ago. But now the Russians attacked it. But it gets more ridiculous. I've looked at the topography. I looked at the maps. They admit this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We've got people, all the famous neocons, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Crystal, all of them, saying that the Russians did it. Remember when the Ukrainians, 5 months ago, launched two missiles into Poland? But thank God the Poles were able to shoot both of them down so they didn't detonate properly, or you wouldn't have any pieces. And the tail fins were Ukrainian. And they went, okay, it was us. But Zelensky continued to say it was the Russians, trying to draw NATO into the war, who's already in the war, but officially in the war. This is crazy town. And you can take one look at Zelensky. The word is he is a raging cocaine addict, and he is degenerating very, very quickly. This is extremely dangerous. So here's part of Tucker Carlson's monologue. His first show is 10 minutes long. I think that's great. Soon he'll be introducing, you know, documentaries and guests and studios. That's all being rebuilt right now. Look for that. But man, I tell you, he's defeated. Woo! You know, 80 million views so far, and probably gonna be 150, 190, 200 million. I mean, man, woo! That he, man, the ADL whooped his butt, man. My goodness, I just absolutely kicked his ass. The New World Order is winning, folks. They're really great. No, they're winning at killing old people and giving people poison shots. You know, just today I was talking to some of the crew here at Steven Crowder's operation, and I was talking to a young lady whose boyfriend, dad, is a marathon runner, like 60 years old. And during the whole lockdowns and stuff, he wanted to go visit family in California, his other son, and he took the Pfizer shot and died to sleep the next day with a blood clot in his brain. And then I was talking to just some folks last night at a restaurant that I was talking to, a restaurant I was at, and I had multiple groups come over and tell me about family members they had that died of blood clots after they took the shots. So I was just like, I'm just inundated with the death here. Of course, we have the actual statistics from the insurance companies that it's the biggest death increase in the last 100 years, bigger than World War I. There's a 46% overall death increase in the nations that took the shot. World War I was about a 9% increase in death. World War II was about a 6% increase. I'm going to say that again. We're losing more people in Western countries from these shots than we lost in major wars. But the media acts like it's no big deal, so we just go on with it. Totally evil, totally satanic. So here is part of Tucker Carlson's monologue. Then we'll go into the next hour and get into his monologue, the second part on UFOs, and I'm going to bring it. I'm going to lay out the best thinking on what's really going on in the next hour. Extremely important, because they got a fake UFO invasion up their sleeve. But here's Tucker last night.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. This morning it looks like somebody blew up the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. The rushing wall of water wiped out entire villages, destroyed a critical hydropower plant, and as of tonight puts the largest nuclear reactor in Europe in danger of melting down. So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic. It was an act of terrorism. The question is, who did it? Well, let's see. The Kakhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government, and it currently sits in Russian-controlled territory. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been, for the last 240 years, home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason, the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it. In December, the Washington Post quoted a Ukrainian general saying his men had fired American-made rockets at the dam's floodgate as a test strike. So really, once the facts start coming in, it becomes much less of a mystery what might have happened to the dam. Any fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up, just as you would assume they blew up Nord Stream, the Russian natural gas pipeline, last fall. And in fact, the Ukrainians did do that, as we now know. It's not like Vladimir Putin is anxious to wage war on himself. Oh, but that's where you're wrong, Mr. and Mrs. Cable News consumer. Vladimir Putin is exactly that sort of man, the sort of man who'd shoot himself to death in order to annoy you. We know this from the American media, which wasted no time this morning in accusing the Russians of sabotaging their own infrastructure. Bill Kristol, the man who once told us that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11, immediately denounced Putin as a war criminal and even more savagely compared him to Donald Trump. The rest of the pundit class made similar, clearly coordinated noises. Putin did it! Putin did it! And their reasoning was simple. Putin is evil, and evil people do evil things purely for the dark joy of being evil. In this specific case, Putin attacked himself, which is the most evil thing you can do, and therefore perfectly in character for a man that evil. That was their explanation. No one who's paid to cover these things seemed to entertain even the possibility it could have been Ukrainians who did it. No chance of that. Ukraine, as you may have heard, is led by a man called Zelensky. And we can say for a dead certain fact that he was not involved. He couldn't have been. Zelensky is too decent for terrorism. Now, you see him on television, and it's true you might form a different impression. Sweaty and rat-like, a comedian turned oligarch, a persecutor of Christians, a friend of BlackRock. But don't believe your own eyes. Actually, Mr. Zelensky is a very good man. The best, really. As George W. Bush once noted, he is our generation's Winston Churchill. Of all the people in the world, our shifty, dead-eyed Ukrainian friend in the tracksuit is uniquely incapable of blowing up a dam. He's literally a living saint, a man in whom there is no sin. That's why Lindsey Graham is so attracted to him. They're just two good people, hanging out together and being good. And like all good people, when they meet in person, they spend a lot of time talking about killing people and laughing, like friends do. Here's the pair last week.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent. Thank you so much.
No,
the Russians are dying. It's the best money we've ever spent, Graham says. A smile spreads across his thin, quivering lips as he forms the words. He looks like a starving man contemplating a breakfast buffet. The aroma of death has aroused Lindsey Graham. Thanks so much, replies Zelensky. He feels the same way. See, there's nothing dark here. Just two middle-aged guys celebrating the killing of a population. They don't seem like the kind of people who'd enjoy flooding villages or starting a famine. And in any case, who cares if they are? It's really not your business. Your job is to support Ukraine. Watch Nikki Haley, a Republican candidate for president, explain this principle on CNN.
A win for Ukraine is a win for all of us. And for them to sit there and say that this is a territorial dispute, that's just not the case. To say that we should stay neutral, it is in the best interest of America. It's in the best interest of our national security for Ukraine to win. We have to see this through. We have to finish it.
See? It's very easy to understand. It is vitally important for you to support Ukraine because it's necessary for Ukraine to be supported by you. Your support is mandatory until it's finished, whatever it is, and whatever that means. So shut up and support Ukraine or else you're in trouble. Back when they still taught logic, statements like this were known as tautologies. Something is true because it is. The more you repeat it, the truer it becomes. It's a self-reinforcing reality. There was a time when tautologies were considered illegitimate arguments, not to mention hilariously stupid. Only dumb people talk like that. Now everybody in power talks like that. Diversity is our strength. Trans women are women. Zelensky is Churchill. It's all self-evidently true. Doesn't need an explanation, and don't ask questions. Sound familiar? Of course it does. That's the pap they're serving us day after day in steaming, lumpy...
We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and finish with this and then get into the UFO situation, which is a big deal. But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. Now, I have not gotten back to Austin. I've not come up with a new sale yet. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. And so I guess today's the last day. It might go another day after that. But X3, triiodine, incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity, every cell in the body, it's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it, but they put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine, triiodine, true nascent. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. This is a major enemy operation to keep pure iodine out of your body. This is a big deal. You need to experience it. You need to take action. Those of you that have sat there on the fence, you need to experience this. It supports the broadcast. You can't lose, but I know you won't lose when you get it. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Ultimate Krill Oil. That sells about to end. It's discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number two with so much critical information straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. Info.